Baruch Atah Adonai, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Me'Yavivra.
Moving on, we're Siyata Deshmaya to the next in the series of Hallelukas, and we're Siyata Deshmaya, we'll try and connect it to the closing Hallelukah as well tonight. I think they're very interrelated, as we would assume all the Hallelukas respectively are. But clearly, again, a connection to the last Hallelukah, which closes not only the series of Hallelukahs within which we find ourselves currently, but also, obviously, the entire scope of all of Sefer Tehillim. So let's take a look at Hallelukah, Ki Tov Zamro Elokeinu, Ki Noyim Navo Sehila. The opening pasuk, and clearly everything comes down to the opening pasuk. It encapsulates what's transpiring and the verses of what the entire capital is all about. So let's give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Tov Zamro Elokeinu. So let's all sing out and be mezamer, zmiros and tishbachos. Why? Because we love Hashem, and Hashem is so great, Hashem is so kind to us. Elokeinu, Midas Hadin, Haluka Ki Tov Zamro Hashem Ki Noam Novo Sehila. Let's praise Hashem for the Midas Harachamim, that everything is Midas Harachamim. Ki Tov Zamro Elokeinu. What's Elokeinu doing here? So of course we need a Shlo, we need a great Gematria. I'm not just going to get us started tonight. This is in the Siddur Shar Shemayim, the Shlo Kaddish. Again, just to keep us thinking, one of the five people and only five who are called Kodosh throughout Jewish history. We have the Shlok Kodosh, the Archaim Kodosh, the Alshach Kodosh, the Yehudi Kodosh, and Rabbeinu Kodosh. What's the Tzanashov, the common denominator? Only these few personalities are labeled Kodosh. Writes the Shlok Kodosh, Rabbi Yeshaya Levi Horowitz, and his Haggah in a footnote, and the Shara Shemayim. We had to go to the footnotes. We said such a Gishmaka footnote in last week's capital. And the Stoman is going to be a great one this week as well. Listen to this one. And you take all the Lashonos of Mizmor, Zimra, and Zemirus throughout all the 150 Kapitulach of Sefer Tehillim. How many mentions of any conjugation thereof? That's Kolel, Zemer, Zimra, Mizmor, Zemirus. It's Gematria 102. Gematria Elokeinu. Aleph, Lamed, Hey Yud, Nun Vav, precisely 102. We don't have to come on to any of our kolels over here. Elokeinu is what? So this only compounds the kasha. This makes it so more severe. Zemer, Zemiros, this is singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David is referred to as Noam. Zemiros Yisrael, we sing to Hashem. Why? When Hashem is so kind to us. When Hashem shows Chesed Rachamim. And here Elokeinu. Haluka, why Ki Tov Zamro Elokeinu? When we have Midas Adin, that's when we break out in Zimra. And now the Shlok Kodesh tells us that add up all the Zimras and all the Zimras, Mizmor and Zemiros throughout the pages of Sefer Tehillim, and you have 102 mentions of Zmira, and that has to do with Gematria Elokeinu 102. And also in Shoftim, Achema Shoftim, it's in Perakei and Pasuk Gimel, Azamro LaHashem Elokei Yisrael, the Navi says, Azamro LaHashem Elokei Yisrael, the minion, the Gematria of LaHashem Elokei, LaHashem 30 and 26, 56, and then Elokei, which is another 46, Gematria 102. Again, Azamra, to whom am I singing the praises? LaHashem Elokei. Tashem was the God. LaHashem Elokei. Gematria 102. Amamela. This is how many mentions of Zimra we find in Tehillim. Kach Matzasi. This is what I found. The Shul doesn't tell us where he found this. But L'chayra again to be Moisef unto the Remes. Haluka Ki Tov Zamro Elokeinu. Haluka, I'm going to sing out praise. Why Ki Zamro Elokeinu? How many mentions of Zamro do we have in the pages of Tehillim? Gematria Elokeinu 102. Ki Noam Nova Sehila. It's so beautiful. Sefer Tehillim filled with Gematria Elokeinu of Zmiris. I have 102 mentions of Zmiris on the pages of Sefer Tehillim. And again, what in the world is going on here? And that's when I don't cry out to Hashem. That's when I don't sing His praises, L'chaira. And if anything, Vayidom Aaron, I stay silent, but I'm not going to go ahead and sing the praises of Hashem Yisbaruch when I encounter, I witness, I experience Midas Adin. What in the world is going on here? Oh, this is going to take us to an interesting journey tonight with Siyata Deshmaya. We have to start with the Meshech Chochma. Writes Rameir Simcha from Davidsk. We have two concepts that we often use in Chazal that say that something is good. First word that comes to mind is Tov. Tov is something that's good. First dimension, and only one of two in all of Chumash that are not good. What are the only things not good? Bereishis Perek Beis Pasuk Yud-Ches. Lo Tov Heyosadim Mavan Lo Esa Lo Ezer Kenegdo. Tov is good. Eitz Adas Tov Vera. Tov represents good. Hatov is one word that denotes the concept of goodness. And then we have Mo'il, Mem Vav, Ayin, Yud Lamed, writes the Meshech Chochma. It's something we always say, this is Mo'il, this helps, this is beneficial, this is something that's positive. What's the difference between Tov and Mo'il, writes the Meshech Chochma? You can have certain things in life that are good, but they might not be beneficial. They could be Tov and they're not Mo'il. You can have other things in life that are Mo'il, that are good for us, but they're not Tov. For example, what's good for us, but it's not Tov, it's not good? Yisurin. Yisurin, Musur, Tochocha, getting rebuke, all these things, they're Mo'il, they're beneficial. Mishlei, Parakalapasa, Cheshma, B'ni, Musur, Adichma, Atzidus, Torsimecha. It's good to get the Musur, the growth, the Malbim, Musur, Loshen, Yisurin, to get an affliction, to get the rebuke, the reprimand, the Musur, the Tochocha, writes the Vilna Gaon. Musur is to give you Yisurin for the past, Tochocha is to be Mochiach, you for the future, to set you on the right course of action, to set you on the right track. Those things, they're not Tov, we don't like to experience them, they're not good. But they're Mo'el, they're beneficial for us even if they're not good. You can have things that are good, but they're not beneficial. You can have someone who, objectively, might win a Powerball lottery. They might split $1.5 billion. You might get hundreds of millions. Oh, that's good. Ask anybody in America, that's good. It's good, but it's not always beneficial. Fakert, it can break up marriages, break up friendships, break up all sorts of relationships. The stories are countless. How many over 50% have lost their money, bad investments, and they lose their whole previous life? It's not always beneficial. It might be objectively Tov. They have a lot of money, but it's not always good. Chagiga daftes amud beis. Sometimes anias is something that's good for someone. Someone who has only what they need and they don't have anything more. Sometimes that's very good. It's very beneficial. It might not be Tov, but it certainly is Mo'il. So we have in Olam Hazeh two different concepts. Tov is not always Mo'il, and Mo'il is certainly not always Tov. But in Hashem's world, it doesn't work that way, writes Meir Simcha. By Hashem Yisbarach, everything that's Tov is Mo'il, and everything that's Mo'il is Tov. When we have Yisurin, what do we say? Granted, in this world, Brochus and Adala and Avanala, if we say a Dain Eves, Dain Emes, in the future, we're all going to recite the Tov HaMeitiv. Lamaisa, the Rebbe Nochemish Gamzu, the whole story in Tainis, Chaf Aleph, Gamzu LaTova, comes along his Talmud, who the Gemara says in Chagiga Yabez Man Aleph, was Meshami, served his Rebbe for 22 years. So if you serve your Rebbe Mubak Nochemish Gamzu for 20 years, you're going to pick up on the message. What does Rebbe Kiva give us? Abrochas the bottom of Samachalaf Amabez, Koma David Rachamana LaTova. And that's Davka Koma David Rachamana, a reference to Hashem as the Bala Rachamim. Everything that Hashem does is LaTov. What's the difference between the Rebbe Nachman Shkamzu and the Talmud Rebbe Akiva? A famous Baal Shem Tov. And it's a Baal Shem Tov bought, and many Sfarim, Baal Shem Tov on the Torah, and many other Sfarim HaKadoshim echo the similar theme. Writes the Baal Shem Tov, there's a big difference. It means that whatever happens in life, I'm the tov of it. Even though I don't see the good, I know that it's for the good. I know that somehow it's going to benefit me. The whole storyline, when we encountered Rabbi Akiva's famous declaration, his famous statement of Komada Rachmanu Tov of it was, he's traveling and he has the chicken, and that's what happens. He doesn't get anyone to host him for the night, and he's traveling with the donkey, and he's traveling with the chicken, and what happens? Donkey, this one gets killed by this animal, and this one gets eaten by this animal. Oh, come on, Rachmanu. And because the animals came and ate all of his animals, nobody made any sounds. There he was in the forest. Nobody gave him a place to sleep for the night. And the end of the day, what happens? That's why his life was spared. So he didn't say, when everything happened, right now it's good. I don't know that it's good, but come on, tov of it. He's doing it for the good. I know that I'm going to see the good. Eventually, I'm going to see the light, and I'm going to understand the reasons behind it. That's Rabbi Akiva. The Rebbe Nachemish Gamzu, obviously he called Nachemish Gamzu, the Sugya Tzatz Chabal, Gamzu Latova. That means what? Gamzu. Just like exactly the other way he pointed, Gamzu is Latova. That means even this right now. I don't have to wait to see the good. This itself is good right now. It's an incredible Madrega. So Rabbi Akiva was Mishamish's Rebbe Nachemish Gamzu. And he absorbed the lesson, and I'm sure we all know that Rabbi Akiva himself fully perceived personify that lesson of his teacher, and he lived the life of Gamzu L'Tova. But Rabbi Akiva, who was our Rebbe, who gave us Torah Shabbat, and he's called the Av of Torah Shabbat, he's the Tan Eloki. Rabbi Akiva says, what can we deal with? You know what we can deal with? Alamaisa, we need to work at Komad Rachman L'Tova, because we're not in a Madrega that we can live like Nochemish Gamzu, Gamzu L'Tova. We can't do that. And therefore, we have to make a dynamis when we hear Shmuas Rose. You have to make a dynamis. But we believe in our heart of hearts, like Rabbi Akiva. The message is, we're inculcating within our hearts and our minds that Komad Rachmana, it's all coming from Rachman. Whatever Hashem does, it's always L'Tov. But explains the Baal Shem Tov, Nochemish Gamzu is right here and right now. I see that it's L'Tova. Rabbi Akiva is, we'll see it in the future. Just wait and be patient.
It'll come,
and you'll see the Tov, and Hashem will allow us to see the light and to figure things out, why he had to orchestrate society in such a fashion. So that's Rabbi Akiva, not because he was on a lower Madrego, but he's here to guide us, to give us instructions how to go and live life, and that's Kamadu Rachman Tov of it. But in the end of the day, we know that the Emes is in line with Nachmish Gamzu, and that is right from Meir Simchan is Meshach Chochmo. By us, something that's told good is not always Moel, productive and beneficial. Something that's Mo'il, productive and beneficial, is not always Tov. But in Hashem's world, everything that Hashem does is simultaneously Tov and it's Mo'il. It's always something that's good, that's beneficial, and it's always objectively good. Ra doesn't come out of Hashem. It's not shy for Ra to come out of Hashem. Ra, by definition, writes from Rambam Shar Gamol, is our perception of being Ra, are being broken off, separated, Taroah and Besheva Barzal, David and Tillim, compared to the base plastic test, we're broken off, separated from Hashem. There is no Ra that can emanate forth from Hashem. Everything that comes out of Hashem Yisburach is Tov, and it's Mol, it's always beneficial. Therefore, right to Meir Simcha, what's the Remez? The Remez is right here. All right, to Meir Simcha, Kuf, Amem Zion and Posek Aleph. Hallelujah. Why should we sing the praises of Hashem Yisburach? Ki Tov, because everything is good. Everything that Hashem does is good. Shazam Elokeinu, let's sing praises even when we see Hashem act as Elokeinu. As Mina said, then let's sing praises. Why? Ki Noim Nova Sehila. Ki Noim Shivas and Matov Ma Noim. What's Matov Ma Noim? Ma Noim is pleasant. And that means what? It's Tov and it's Noim. It's Tov Zam Elokeinu and it's Noam, it's Kokulo good and it's Kokulo beneficial and it's Kokulo present. It's all Nova Sehila. Everything is singing the praises of Hashem because it's all good. That's Ameir Simcha, that's Tov, that's Moel. Hallelujah, Kitov, even the Elokeinu, the Minas Adin. Ameila, working it back into the Shlod's very Gishmak. How many times do we have a concept of Zemer, of Zimra, of Zemiros on the pages of Tehillim? Gematria 102, that should be Gematria Yerachamim. Gematria Shemavai, you know it's Gematria Elokeinu, our God. Yeah. Yes, even when our God acts towards us in Anhoga Mina Sadina Lokenu, still Aluka Kitov Zamra, still I'm going to sing the praises. Why? Because I know in my heart of hearts that it's all good, it's all Kinoim, it's all great, it's all Gishmak. What? I don't feel it's Gishmak. Oh, but we know that in Hashem's world it is Gishmak, we just don't always see it. But it's Tovin, it's Noam, Nevasila, so let's go in and sing our praises of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're not done. Meshe Chachma, Shlok Kodesh. We still need more of a beer. And for this, listen to Rabbi Yechiel Milchol Stern in a Sefer Lashon Limudim. Why do we call Tehillim Zemiros? Why do we call the Tehillim that comprise, along with other selections from Nach, we call it Psuki de Zimra? And why do we call Shabbos Zemiros Zemiros? We're singing song to Pelech, it's Zemiros. It's Noam Zemiros Yisrael, as David HaMelech, who gave us Tehillim, which is also called Zemiros. Why? What's the singing of Zemiros? So Rav Yechiel Milchol Stern quotes the Sefer Shushan Sodos. And he says as follows. Alfiza haderach tikin David HaMelech olav ha-shalom ha-zemiros. Kedei lifnos derech letfilos la'avor. David wanted to clear a path to enable and empower all of our tfilos to go and surmount every obstacle in their way and be able to ascend heavenward. We have all these makatrigim and all these kusim alachi chavala who are like a cloud that's holding back and blocking our tefillahs from ascending. So David HaMelech comes along and he says, what? Ba David Allah v'sholem, mehiskin zemiros. Biosa odim esadar osin azemiros. If you go out and tap into my power of Tilim, the 150 kapitulach, the 150 psalms that I gave you, writes David, as I mistalkim hochlem osin mashchisim amakaklim amakvim. You want to destroy all the makachikim in your path? I tap into the power of Tilim. These are Zemiris. Why? As Zemiris Milosh and Bezamer. Let's go to Yeshaya. Avinovi Yeshayo, Perakin Chespos, okay? Vechores Hazal Zalim Bamazme Ros. I saw that Julius Hirsch, they just came out, a beautiful volume. He has a whole sefer on Yeshaya, the fourth son of Rav Shamshon for Hirsch, and they just came out in English earlier this year, based on the commentary of his father, Rav Shamshon for Hirsch, a beautiful running commentary on all of Sefer Yeshaya. Beautiful sefer. So I saw he notes the word Zal Zalim doesn't appear anywhere else in all of Tanakh except for this one place. And Yeshaya, what does it mean? It means the young shoots. The harasa zalzalim b'mazros. You're going to take these vine knives and you're going to cut off the young shoots, the branches. What is this idea? We have a malach on Shabbos discussed in Klal Gadol, the seventh parak. Mezamer v'tzor chleitz. And what is mezamer? Pruning. Mezamer is pruning. When you want to cut off young shoots, you want to cut off the bad stuff, and you want the good stuff to grow. What do? You do an act of mezamer. Mezamer is pruning. Pruning a tree is called Mizamer, and it comes from this pasuk in Yeshaya. Kaloma writes the Shushan Sodos. Bosan amakom sheyising misyarim hen b'derech. Vayali pachad amagur. Adavon Melech says, I have places I find myself, and I'm surrounded in darkness and blackness, and destructive angels are blocking my tefillos, and I'm afraid, and I'm scared, and I have all these mechitzos. What did I do? I tapped into my power of zemiros, and I was hichravdim, pizardim. I separated them, and I pruned them out of the way. I clear the path. What is mezamer? Pruning a tree is. There's so many bad weeds and so many bad branches. Get rid of the bad stuff. Prune, separate the bad stuff, get rid of it, cut them off so you can allow the good stuff to grow. That's what David HaMelech wants. David HaMelech gave us Zemiris Miloshen and being Mezamer. Kishim Shem Mezamer. And here he's quoting the Menorah Samar. Kishim Shem Mezamer Begafan and Yalkotz Kolaz Vishri Aniach Masharoy Halatov. Just like when someone's pruning the tree. You cut off all the bad stuff and that enables and that fosters the future potential growth of all the good stuff. Kachas Zemiris Shana Omer Konim Atfila. Yassiru V'yakotzu Kolam Machsholes V'avonah She'yishalon Ofenei Hashem. Kshetavot Tfila Seishti Yanishmo Rutsu. We start with Psukim Yizimra, meaning what? The Iker of davening is Shema Kabbalah Simcha Shemayim and Shmon Esrei. We're about to have all these requests, 18 requests, really 19. We're going to ask Hashem for refuah and going to ask for bracha. You want to ask Hashem? Well, it's very nice, but who says the tefillos are going to go anywhere? We have so many mechitzas from our sins, from our averos that are blocking the way. First, we need Psukim Yizimra. Psukim of Zimra, Psukim of being Mizamir. First, prune away all the bad stuff. Get rid of your Avonos. Do an act of purging. Do an act of cleansing. Honor Psukim of Zimra, Psukim of being Mizamir. Get rid of the bad stuff. And now you're ready. You cleared the pathway. That's why we need David HaMelech's Tehillim. Halukiki Tov Zamra Elokeinu. Elokeinu Mina Sadin allows us to do what? Allows us to get rid of the bad stuff. We need Yisurin. We need punishments. We need to purge ourselves of all the bad stuff in us. That's why Zemer Medavk is associated with the Nineveh of Cain, Lefini, Yazdaiti, like the Shushan Sodos, like the Menorah Samar, now Stelling too to the Meshach Chochma, to the Shlo. That's why Elokeinu is Gufa coupled with Zemer. It's Mina Sadin that purges us, that gets rid of the bad stuff inside. Let's go to another shtickle. And later on he writes, under the title Zimra, he quotes a Medrash Rabbah, Shir Shim Rama Parshadal Piskehei. And the Medrash says as follows, B'shal Shabik Shua Sor Tzadikim Lomar Sefer Tehillim. Ten Tzadikim wanted to say, Allah Moshe, Bechule, goes on to list, wanted to say Sefer Tehillim. Amar Lama Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kulchem Ne'imim V'chassidim, U'mishibokhem Lomar Ahimu L'fanai. I know all you Tzadikim, you're great people, you're Chassidim, you're Tzadikim, and I'd love to hear what you have to say. I'd love to hear your Tehillim. Ela David Yomar Ayidei Kulchem. David HaMelech is going to represent all of you. Why? Lama? Shekolo Arev, because he has a sweet voice. That's the pasuk in Shmuel Beis. V'nom Zemiros Yisrael. So writes of Yechim HaKostir. Now I understand the end of Yishtamach. HaBocher V'Shirei Zimra. Hashem is Bocher in the Shirei Zimra. What does he want? He wants David to heal him. He's Bocher in the Shiris and Zemiros and Medavka. David HaMelech gave us to heal him. Those are the ones that he wants. So yes, David had a beautiful voice. But did he have the most beautiful voice? Now, what is unique about the Zemiris of David HaMelech? So tonight, I'm going to read you a piece, first time ever in this year, from Amnason Mi Breslov. And I was inspired to do so. Also, I have a friend who became a Breslov Chassid. And I mentioned that in the past, I used to own a few Breslov Svarim. And once my friend became a Breslov Chassid, one day in the shul office, I get two big boxes. I open it up. From Eretz Yisrael, I have now every one of the Sifrei Breslov. A shelf and a half, you name it, Likutei Halachos. He figured, he says, I'm going to use it. So I have now a shelf and a half. I have all the Breslov. People say to me, I'm a closet Breslov Chassid. Halamaisa, I have all the Svarim. So once I have the Svarim, you got to learn them. I'm going to read you a piece tonight that's Mamashaf Levafel. And I think it stems so beautifully with everything we're saying, and it's going to bring everything together. Let's go to a Gemara in Brochas, a well-known Gemara Dav Zayin Ebed Beis. David HaMelech is running away from his son Avshalom. Mamasha, a horror, tragedy. His rebellious, wayward son running after him to kill him. What happens? The Pasuk says, Mizmor le David bevorcham nei Avshalom b'no. David HaMelech sings a zemer, Tehillim, Kapitel Gimel, Mizmor le David bevorcham nei Avshalom b'no. David's running away, Mizmor le David. Frek the Gemara, Mizmor le David? You're singing a Mizmor, Kina le David, Mimaylei. This is a Kina, this is an Echa, this is a lamentation. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Avi Shalom, Mashal ma David, David, Lodim, Sheyotza, Lev, Shachov, Kodim, Shapur, Ayatze, Lev, Shapur, Sameach, Avkan, David, Kavim, Shalom, Kosh, Vachua, Hashem said, then I'm going to bring a Rami, Besecha, he was very sad, Shem, Evro, Mamzer, Udolo, Chayis, Alay. Maybe what Hashem meant was that who's going to rise up against me, a lowly servant, or a Mamzer, and he's not going to have any empathy, any mercy on me whatsoever. But came in the Chassid Avshalom who Sameach Mishum Hachiyah Mizmor. He says, I knew that a Ra's going to come out of my house. So I thought it would be out of the Ra's. Oh, it's my son. Oh, my son will have Rachamus. He sings a Mizmor. Asks for Nosmi Breast of Akasha. The Mamish has to have bothered all of you. The Gemara is bothered. What's Mizmor? The Gemara says, Kino the Dawid Violet. Okay, so what's the answer? The answer is that, he knew that a bad thing was going to come. So Mamela, he thought it would be an Eved or a Mamzer, and then he would have lo chayislai, he would have no pity, no mercy whatsoever. So now the Devar Melech says, oh, Givaldik, it's my son who's rebelling, who's trying to kill me, Mizmor, let's have it. Devar Melech, let's be a realist, let's be rational over here. So don't say a Kina. So it's not a Kina, meaning what? It's not a Kina, but a Mizmor. Stay silent, but I'm going to break out in song? What are you thanking Hashem for? What are you praising Hashem for? It doesn't make any sense. That's the Kasher of Nosmi Brest. He writes in Hilchos Kilei Behema and Likutei Halachos in Yordeo in Osvav Hazem Mizmor LeDavid Baruch Hu Hashem Mano Hashem Marabu Tzarai. What's the next pasuk? Hashem Marabu Tzarai. Look how many tzaras that I have. So we just read a Gemara Brachos that he should have said King, instead he said Mizmor. So Mizmor means let's sing praises to Hashem. What does he then do? He says, Hashem Marabu Tzarai. I have so many tzaras. That doesn't stem. So which one is it? Is it a Mizmor? Is it the Marabu Tzarai that he has so many tzaras? And what's going on? He says, Akati Kosho Dabar Baatsmo. Mara Kocham Eis Tor Gedol Kazos Beishabaruch Mehem Sholom Levakesh Limtso Eza Harvachu Lezdamar Azel Hashem Yisbaruch. That means Dabar Melch is running for his life. So you want to tell me, oh, it's not a Kina. You know what? It's not a Kina, Hashem. You know what? I was going to complain. I was going to lament. You know, Hashem, it's okay. I'll accept it. But I'll sing out praises. Mizmor the David, it's not a Kina, but it's not a Mizmor. How could he be running for his life? And he says, oh, Hashem Lamani's Gam L'chayra, the whole beginning doesn't make sense. You tell me it's a Zemer, and then it go right into crying out, Hashem Ma Rabu Tzarai, Rabim Kamim Alai. That's a Stirim and Eimei, it's contradictory. What's going on? Right, so Anosmi, breast of his followers. Ameotim Tzarosu Ad HaNefesh Nizbamu Daito HaKadosho. I couldn't even scream out to Hashem. Imagine the pain of a father, a son who's rebelling against him, a son who's coming after to destroy his malchus, to try and kill him. Avali couldn't even think clearly necessarily. He's mamish running for his life. And what happens? David says, Hashem, I don't know what to do. The yisurim are coming too much. And then he stops to think for a second. And David says, even in the midst of the greatest sorrow imaginable to a father, even then I can find and see the good in it. He was chased out of Yerushalayim. He's running for his life. And he can't even scream out to Hashem. With the depth of his tzidkus, Hashem opened up his eyes. שהסחו לסתכל על הטובה שהשם יסבורך גם על אימו מאודו, עד שחיפה סמוצה שגם בעוצם הצור גדול הזוס, נמצא בו גם כן כמה חובוס, he saw that there was good even in the tzara. Hashem opened up his eyes to see even in the worst imaginable conceivable tzara. He still saw that there was something good in it. Memela, that was Mahapi Chadavar Bedaita Latova. Masha bin Arodev Acharov, it's a Tzara Kefulu Mechopeles, that Arodev, his son, is chasing after him. But David had the koach to be Mahapi Chit Latov. And he said, but Stam Brom, Rachim Alabo, Stam, a son will have Rachimim on his father. I'm a Mela, I'm looking into it and I see that in the midst of the greatest Tzara, Hashem is giving me a glimpse. Hashem could have sent anybody, but that he sent my son, he sent someone who likely will have rachamim on me. Mamela, I'm going to be mahapich this tzara, and I'm going to change it into the tov and see that what? That even when Hashem is giving me a tzara shevet tzara, still I see that he's gomol imo tovos, and Hashem is always watching out for my benefit, and therefore rotzel lezamer lahodus Hashem yisbarach akol atovos eila. The tekev shehischa lezamer lahodus Hashem yisbarach latovos. What happened? The second he started Israel the David to say, wow, look, it's my son. Hashem could have picked anyone, and he picked my son. I'm going to be mezamer. I'm going to give praise. And then what happens? Take a nisrach of libo v'daito. Now his mind opened up. We can't think clearly when we're in a bad mood, when we're depressed, when we're sad. But now that there's a chavas adas, once you start singing, you're in a good mood. You start breaking out in song, Israel the David. And now what happens? He was in such pain, he couldn't even cry out. Someone who has so much pain can't even cry. You can't even beat Tzoek. There's so much pain, you can't even verbalize it. When was David able to go and verbalize it? Only once he said, Mizmor the David, and he started to sing it. Once he's singing it, and he set the backdrop, and he set the context, that it's all one of Mizmor. Now he says, Hashem, now in the context of a Mizmor, and only in the context of a Mizmor, am I going to now cry out to you and say, Hashem, I have a marabu tzora, rabim come of life, I have to daven to you. Hashem, I have so many tzoras. V'gam kol ha-mizmor holich v'derech zeh, sh'af ha-pi sh'rabu tzorv, v'rabim come of life, even with all the multiple tzoras. And all the predicaments and ordeals and all the people chasing him. And you think that there's no tikva, there's no hope. With all my tzoras, I see Hashem, that you're always my shield. You're always here. He's always thanking Hashem for everything in the past, and he's always davening for the future. And he says, that's why Sefer Tehillim is called Tehillim. What is most of Sefer Tehillim? Tzara after Tzara. With all the Lashonis of Mizmor. And then David says, I'm ready to scream. Meaning what? I'm not going to cry out to you in my pain, Hashem. Only when I start with the Mizmor. And I recognize that I could see good in all the bad. Only now when I see the good in all the bed, and I can only then can I open up my mouth properly and daven for the osin. Then Hashem, please let me not have any more tzaras. You gave me tzaras, but I'm going to break out of mizmor because I see the good in the tzaras. Now that I see the good and I'm connecting to Hashem derech hamizmor and I'm singing His praises, now Hashem, please help me out. That's why the Sefer Chiyucha Shatorin, it appears in other form as well. And in a certain sense, David was on a greater madriga than Aaron HaKohen. Why? A famous posik, Vayidom Aaron. He loses his two sons, Nadav and Avihu. And what does he do? He keeps silent. And he gets schar. What a gavaldig madriga. He doesn't utter a peep, not a why, not a question. He is not Chalila Maharacham. He doesn't ask any question in Borosol. But David HaMelech is greater than what Hasidus Rebbe said. Why? Because in Tehillim, and how do we start? Psukei Dezimra. Lamani Zamercha Chavad Velo Yidom. And with all of my tzaras, David says, Lo Yidom, I'm not going to merely keep silent. I'm going to continue to sing your praises. That's the mile of David HaMelech. Not just Vayidom Aaron, the money is a miracle chavod, and below you dome, and that's the higher. Everything I turn into a mizmor. That's the mizmor Sheikh Hanukkah Sabayas. Lafini is dieting, that's why Psukkah is Zimra has to start with mizmor Sheikh Hanukkah Sabayas. David, it's a mizmor, and it's the money is a miracle chavod, below you dome. With all of my tzaras, I'm going to sing the praises of Hashem. Mamela, with all the tzaras and with all the avonos he was afraid of. What happens now? He's mezamer. He sings and he gets rid of all the bad. He purges himself of all the bad. Amela, that's what haluka ki tov zamer elokeinu. It's dafka midas adin when Hashem punishes you, when you're running for your life, when you're in a tzara, when you're experiencing firsthand midas adin as David was throughout Roman the Sefer. Even then, haluka ki tov zamer elokeinu. Why? Because he knew fully well that even the elokeinu, the midas adin, that hug of Hashem is elokeinu, is always cause for lamani is America chaver v'lo yidom, because it's always getting rid of the ra. It's cleansing me. It's doing good for me. It's cleansing. It's getting rid of all the impurities and all the foibles and all the imperfections. Haluki k'tos purging. It's purgatory. That's what the whole yisod is about. Haluki k'tos amrolo kedo ki noim. Noim. David is noim zemiras yisrael, and it all comes together. The noim. What's noim? Noim means the pleasant. Everything is pleasant. By David, everything is a mizmor. Even when he's running for his life, even then, that's a mizmor. Noim sehila. That's all the Sefer Tehillim. All the Sefer Tehillim is one continuous Zamar Elokeinu. That's the Shlok Kodesh, Gematria 102. That's how many mentions of Zemer you have in the pages of Tehillim. And that's the Pasuk in Shoftim. Hey, Gimel, LaShem Elokai, LaShem Elokai. Which one is it? Teretz is Hashem Minas Arachamim Elokai Minas Adin. Hashem Elokai is 102. In David's eyes, it's all the same thing. Hashem Elokeinu is Hashem Echad. It's all the same thing. How are you going to get the Shema Yisrael? Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Midas Adin, Midas Arachamim. How are you going to get the Hashem Echad? You can only get the Shema Yisrael on the eels of Psuk. It is Zimra. I'm Sukim of Zimra. I'm Sukim that are getting rid of all the bad. How do you get rid of all the bad? Only when Hashem is knowing as Elokeinu, Midas Adin, and I'm suffering the Musar, the Tochoch of the Onshin, to cleanse myself of all the bad, and I realize that if it's coming from Hashem, it's all Tov and it's all Mol, it's all good. I'm going to continue my Psukim of Zimra because I'm experiencing a Mice of Zimra. Hashem is pruning me, allowing and enabling me, my good stuff, to shine forth, to burst forth. Right? Hashem is pruning me. That's Psukim of Zimra. That's my Achon for Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Achad. And that's David HaMelech. Avad L'chayra. As what's going on here in Kuf Mem Zayin. And then we get to the very end of Halukas, and this obviously is the culmination of everything that's expressed in the preceding Halalukas. Now, what is the last Halaluka, which is not just the last in the series of Halalukas, but as we know, it's the last in all of Sefer Tehillim. And the Gemara Brachos Yevesim and Aleph tells us that a koholech acharachisim, everything comes down to the end. That means in some way, all of Sefer Tehillim can come down to one capital. It's all encapsulated in this one capital. Now, what is this one capital? So let's take a look. Haluk halu kel bekacho. Haluk halu beki uzo begvroisav bro gudlo sikis shofar neva vachinov sofa machal binamug, all types of instruments. The symphony orchestra comes together. Kol haneshama t'halo kahaluk. All the Sefer Tehillim comes down to what? To that last verse. Kol haneshama, all of my neshama, all of me, all of my life is always t'halo kahaluk. Interesting. Kol neshama t'halo kahaluk. Kol neshama t'halo kah. All of my neshama is going to give praise and sing praises, Sefer Tehillim to kah. What do we know about kah? Maral says, Yudke Vavke is Midas Harachamim. When you change it, you alter its essence, you're being Mahapichit from Midas Harachamim, Midas Adin. Yudke Vavke, when you change it to Yud and Hey, it goes to Midas Harachamim, Midas Adin. The end of Mashalach, Kiyolo Keis Ka, Mechamol HaShem Amolik Midodor. You want Midas Adin? That's Yolo Keis Ka. That's Yud and Hey. Elokim is Midas Adin. When you cut it down to Kel, Aleph Lamed, that is Midas Harachamim. That's Midas Harachamim. I just heard from a Rebbe tonight, the Adoja Rebbe from Antwerp, that the Mizbeach is where we go for Kapara. Mizbeach is Gematria 57, which is Kel 31 and Havaya 26. The Hainu, when you bring together the changed Elohim to Kel and unite it with Havaya, and that's what the Mizbeach does. It's Mahapech Midas Adin to Midas Rachamim. HaKoponim, Ka is Midas Adin. David Sefer Tehillim is what? Kol HaNeshama T'Halo Ka. Kol neshama to halel to havaya to midas harakavim. The whole tilim is what all my neshama is to halel ka, even when it's midas adin. Yod and hey is midas adin. All my neshama is going to sing praises to Hashem, even when it's midas adin. What is haluka? Haluka is haluka. We discussed whether it's one word or two words, but either way, it's a reference to Hashem as what as yod and hey. Yod and hey is midas adin. That's the galus of sefer tilim, and that's exactly the galus of David. That David recognized the tov and the moel even in the hug of midas adin. He's going to sing praises even when he's on the receiving end of midas adin. What's going on in the last haluka? The last haluka we know is all the different emotions coming together. Oliver Sacks, I just passed away this year, the famous neurologist, national bestseller, Musicophilia. And he writes here on the bottom of page 267, the almost irresistible power of rhythm is evident in many other contexts. In marching, it serves both to entrain and coordinate movement and to wake up a collective and perhaps martial excitement. You go marching with the soldiers in war. Summons up feelings of bravery, of courage, and martial excitement. We see this not only with military music and war drums, but also with the slow, solemn rhythm of a funeral march. We see with work songs of every sort, rhythmic songs that probably arose from the beginnings of agriculture, etc. All different types of songs tap into different chords. We know that you have different instruments. When you listen to a harp, it elicits a somber, pensive mood in the one listening to those melodies that emerge. You have the brass instruments, you have the wood instruments, all the different instruments. You hear the tuba, the drums. Different instruments tap into different chords. What's the galus of a symphony? A symphony is when everything comes together in unison, and that's the euphony. The melodious sound that emerges is when everything comes in sync. Even when that guy has one little part by tapping on a triangle. In fact, I just saw recently a very cute caricature. It showed the triangle guy in the symphony orchestra sitting with all the sheet music, and everything was pages and pages of sheet music, and it was just one note in big in black. One, and he's sitting there with the triangle, waiting. Finally, 10 minutes into it, boom, and that's it. That's his whole part. He's training this whole time. He has to follow for one part, but even that adds something. That little tap in the triangle. Everyone plays a role. Everything is vital, but it's all different instruments. What's the idea? It all comes together. A great book, Daniel Levitin, a Jewish person, great book called The World in Six Songs, How the Musical Brain Created Human Nature. See, he writes, the Psalms of the Old Testament, reportedly written by King David, certainly written by King David, were all written as songs. He even writes elsewhere in the book that he says we know that he definitely played them to music when he composed them. I know it's not so posh. But were all written as songs to commemorate, uphold, and celebrate the world's first monotheistic religion. What is the idea? All these songs of religion, some of the most beautiful music ever written has been songs of religion, songs of praise to God. And that is the classic book of Psalms. We're singing, we're playing musical instruments, but it's all filled with tragedy after tragedy. David is teaching us, Lamani is a miracle cover of Lo Yido. Greater than being silent is I'm going to turn every predicament, every ordeal, every tragedy, every yellow cano as one is another opportunity for Zimra. Why? It's a Zimra Midafka because I recognize that when Hashem is acting towards me as a Lokenu, it's all to get rid of my bad stuff, to purge me, to cleanse me of all foibles, imperfections, and impurities, to cleanse me so that I can better serve the Rebbeinu Shalom. Since Dafka Noam is a mirror, Israel. What's David's title in Sefer Shmuel? He is Noam's Zemiris, it's Geshmak. He is the one who makes Zemiris Noam. He makes them pleasant. Why? Even though it's a Zemra which is coming to destroy the bad. That's the good thing in it. Pruning. Let Hashem prune you. Psuke de Zemra to get ready for Hashem HaKadosh HaMachad. That is David Melech. So how does all Sefer Tehillim come to a close? All Sefer Tehillim writes, Rav Mordechai Miller in his Yom Tov Shirim by Shavuos. And the very end of Tehillim is, we're going to play all the different instruments. We're going to play the harp, we're going to play the cymbals, we're going to play the drums, we're going to play the Nebo Bechinar, Sofer Machol, drums, cymbals, you name it. All of them tap and strike different chords so that we're simultaneously undergoing somewhat of a cathartic process wherein we're exercising from our myth all the different, the full gamut and range of human emotions and human faculties. To really serve Hashem, you can't just serve Him from the good times, you can't just serve Him from the bad times, you can't just be marching out to war. It's not just in the march, it's marching out to war when you get a fight. It's also when you're playing funeral type music, when it's the name of the chino, different types of summer, pensive. And no matter what, David HaMelech says, I'm going to put it all together. And I'm going to tap all the instruments, and all Sefer Tehillim is going to be packaged together and summed up in what? Kol Hanishoma to Alok, all my Hashem's gonna praise. Even Hashem when he's called, when he's Midas Adin, no matter what you're going through in life, never stop praising Hashem. And that's what all my Sefer is. I'm putting together the good times and the bad times and the running away from Shalom and running away from Avshalom and all the Tzoros and everyone making fun about Sheva Machule. All of his Tzoros he packages together and says what? No matter when he had good times or bad times, he never stopped praising Hashem. Mm-hmm. The Chiddush is what? It's very easy to praise Hashem in the good times. And that's not a Chiddush. The Chiddush is, can you praise Hashem in the bad times? Mm-hmm. When you see Midas Adin and you're living with Midas Adin, can you even then sing praises? David HaMelech says, you bet. The Noam is a Miris Yisrael. I'm going to make even the Zemiris when Hashem is pruning us. I'm going to even make that Noam. That's going to be pleasant as well. Haluka Kitov Zamra Elokeinu. Even Elokeinu is Kitov. And it's Noam. It's Noam Sehila. That's my Sefer Tehillim. It's all Tov. Hini Ma Tovu Ma Noam. Shevas Achim Yom Yachad. Rav Noach Omam explains, what's Tovu Ma Noam? Exactly like the Meshech Chochmi. He explained, I heard him years ago at a Project in Spartan Convention. You can have something that's Tov and something that's Noam. You can have something that's good, but it's not pleasant. Something that's pleasant, but it's not good. But Shevas Achim Yachad, when brothers get together, when a family sticks together, that's Tov and that's Noam. That's all good and that's Gishma. And David uses them both in this opening pasuk. Hallelujah. Ki Tov Zamakino Ki Noam. Now we see that's Tov and it's Noam. Even when he's Elokeinu, it's still Noam. It's still beautiful. Lamani is Merchavar Velo Yidom. That is all Sefer Tehillim. That is why he bedavkes the Noam is Miris Yisrael. And that's why he closes all Sefer Tehillim. Calling a Shomatal, call play all those musical instruments, give yourself wholly over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adds Rav Mordechai Miller in his Yantav Shirim, one of the Nakuda. Says, what was the success of the Greek theater? What was the success of Shakespearean theater? In Britain, of old, they used to have. Now, if you say, well, we didn't know what movie was playing. We didn't know what show was going to be playing. Well, you did know, because they put up a black flag anytime there was a Shakespearean tragedy, and they put up a red flag anytime it was a comedy. So, if you wanted Merchant of Venice, you wanted Othello, King Lear, you wanted a tragedy, if you want Midsummer Night's Dream, so, I'm sorry? I'm sorry, Merchant of Venice, right. Merchant of Venice is in the comedy realm. Whatever you wanted, Othello, King Lear, Hamlet, if you wanted the tragedies, black, why would you go to tragedy if you could go to comedy? And Greek, it was all the same thing. In old Greek mythology, you had Socrates, Oedipus Rex, he was a tragic playwright, and you had Euripides, and you had Aristophanes, who wrote, come, why would you go to tragedy? Why would you go see a Socratician play, as opposed to Aristophanian play? Aristophanes. I wanted this place, why would you go to tragedy? Explains to Mordechai Miller, why? Because in the end of the day, we only feel whole, we only feel complete, when we tap every single chord in our body. We want to feel all the different emotions. We have to, we feel good after a geshmaka cry. Just like after a good time, a good cry makes us feel good. What was the chokhmah of Walt Disney? And one place, you can have a place called Disney World, where it has Tomorrowland, Adventureland, Fantasyland, scary rides, Space Mountains, Big Thunders, and it's a small world, and Dumbos and Snow White. You can have the scary, you can have everything in between. Why? It is something, as even though one Jewish comedian once said, there's no such thing as a family vacation that's fun for the entire family. If the parents like it, the kids hate it. If the kids like it, the parents, the boys, the girls, there's no such thing. Jerry Seinfeld says, there's no such thing as a vacation that's fun for the whole family. But Disneyland was one, you can go to one place, and there's something for everyone. And the same person could go into this world 2 months later in Space Mountain. Why? Why a scary roller coaster? Even though you're scared out of your mind, but at the end, that felt great. But you had your eyes closed, you were screaming. And what do you mean? Yes, it's a thrill, but in a deeper, more. It's not just the thrill. It's that what? You feel good when you get that out of your system. You get that scream out of your system. You get that cry out of your system. We feel good when we have put the whole package deal. David Melch says that's what Tillim is. It's a shlemus. It's a work of shlemus. A work of completion. David, who lived a life of completion 70 years. David, who was all the king of sevens. He was all about shlemus. David is 14. Shlemus doubled over. He lives 70 years. David is marries by Sheva, who is the seventh wife, who's the daughter of seven, and he rules in heaven for 7 years. He's all about seven. David HaMelech is our seventh guest in the seventh day of Sukkot. He's connected Shabbos, Shabbos Malkus, the seventh day of the week. David is Shlemus. You know what Shlemus is? Give over all thanks to God, whether it's the good times, whether it's the bad times. David HaMelech's life was one consistent roller coaster. The vicissitudes of life, nobody expressed and lived that more than David HaMelech. He brings it all together. All my neshama is going to sing praises to Hashem, not only when he's asked Yud Kei Vav Kei Midas Arachamim, but even when he's Yud Kei, when he's Midas Adin, even then, never stop praising Hashem. That's how we start Pesuket Zimra. That's the attitude. You want to be ready and be Mechen. You want to set the stage for Hashem Elokeinu. It's all Hashem Echad. It's got to start with Pesukim of Zimra, all coming from none other than David HaMelech, the Noam, Zemir Yisrael. It's all good. It's all Gishmak. Because even though it might be painful, but it's all good for us because it's all getting us exactly where we need to go to our own respective journeys of Shleimus Yishkai for coming out of it. Good to know. Have a great rest of the week there. Yeah. See you next Tuesday night in Metzah.